Hi, my name is Emily Hines, and I attend Houston City Council meetings and I take notes. Today's notes are from the council meeting on November 14th, 2024. We will start off with the mayor's report, in which Mayor Whitmire remarked on the passing of firefighter Marcelo Garcia, whose services were held on Wednesday. He also expressed condolences for Councilmember Flickinger, whose mother, Marie Flickinger, recently passed away. Moving on to some agenda items, these are things that were either discussed at the meeting or caught my eye when I scanned the agenda. Item 6 approved $83,000 for specialized protective equipment to be used by the police department for chemical, biological, radiological, nuclear, and explosive emergencies. I don't know if I said all of that correctly. Item 8 approved $45,000 for night vision devices and accoutrement for the HPD SWAT officers. Item 9 approved $62,000 for PenLink software licenses, which allows the Houston Police Department to work closely with cellular providers and courts in the legal review of pen register communications data to support criminal investigations, data analysis, and evidence management. Item 12 approved $174,000 for two autonomous pipe inspection crawler units for Houston Public Works, which perform unmanned sewer inspections. Item 13 increased spending on repairs at Tree Lane Bridge in District E from $990,000 to $1.9 million due to unforeseen conditions after excavation. Item 14 added Magnolia Park to the city's civility ordinance, which prohibits people from sitting down or lying on sidewalks between the hours of 7 a.m. and 11 p.m. Item 16 extended the agreement with Goodwill Industries and approved a further $175,000 to support a job services program for people affected by HIV and AIDS. Items 23 and 24 were tagged by Councilmember Peck on behalf of Councilmember Kamen, who was absent today. Councilmember Jackson also joined the tag. Item 23 would have addressed funding for concrete repair at several fire stations and the Acres Homes Multi-Service Center, and item 24 would have addressed funding for HVAC upgrades at the African American Library. Items 29, 30, and 31 all approved the budgets for the Memorial City TERS, the Sunnyside TERS, and the Medical Center TERS, respectively. Item 49 added an area called Park 8 in District F to the city's walkable places plan, which establishes standards for new developments and redevelopments to enhance walkability in the city. Finally, yes, it was a quick meeting. I'll go over the councilmember pop-off section, which is when councilmembers get to talk about whatever they like, within reason. Many councilmembers shared remembrances and condolences for firefighter Marcelo Garcia and Councilmember Flickinger's mother, Marie Flickinger. Councilmember Flickinger plugged a median cleanup this Saturday in Kingwood. Councilmember Martinez plugged a Dia de Golf at 8400 Mikawa on Saturday, November 16th. Councilmember Alcorn mentioned a Baker Institute report on TERSes, an upcoming Budget and Finance Committee meeting on December 3rd, and the Astrodome Conservancy's recent proposal for the dome renovation. And that concludes my notes for this week's very short meeting on November 14th, 2024. You can find the resources I used to compile these notes on my website, emilytakesnotes.com, and that's also where the notes themselves live if you decide you would rather read than listen. Thank you to our Patreon supporters. We use that money to keep the podcast edition of the notes afloat. That link is patreon.com/emilytakesnotes if anyone listening would like to join that team of people that helped make this project happen. This podcast was recorded by and has music by Joe Wozni, and it was produced by Connor Clifton. That's it for this week. I am Emily Hines, and I thank you for listening.